Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Crystal Forbes with Great American Title, a family-owned and operated title company with over 30 years serving the real estate community. We provide title and escrow services for both Missouri and Kansas with locations throughout Southwest Missouri. We focus on providing exceptional customer service and trustworthy, reliable title insurance coverage. Our relationships with other industry professionals are why we are able to make dreams come true one closing at a time. Great American Title is proud to sponsor the Simply Authentic podcast, bringing the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help all of us get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin. And today, guys, we are going to give you a market update. So we are real estate agents, broker owners of companies, and everybody wants to know what's happening in the market. By the time this airs, it will be August, and we have been through our summer months, which are generally really busy and crazy. Realtors are just crazy this time of year. Well, this year's been a little different, so we'll get to that here in a minute.
Yeah.
But we're going to start with the NAR, the National Association of Realtors, update that they gave recently. And so we're just going to give you some stats that came nationally because they are interesting. Mm-hmm. They do trickle down to have an effect here in Missouri. And then we'll give you some local stats also that will help you in determining kind of where the market is sitting here locally.
Yeah. So, a half year gone, it's hard to believe that we are sitting there. And NAR always gives us a mid-year update forecast for the remainder of the year.
Yeah,
so
which is nice.
That was kind of a hint to us that maybe we needed to bring something to you. As Tanya said, this is the main question we get asked, right? I mean, you're standing
what's
in line
the
at the grocery
like?
Line. Yes. And I was just came from a luncheon, and so many people I talked to said, How's it going? What's the market like? And so perfect timing for this episode. So
really is.
You know, the bird's eye view, we're going to talk about how real estate truly is very local. But from that NAR update, there were some interesting things. Dr. Lauren Jun, who is the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, did this update, I think it was 2 weeks ago now. And he always talks about what's going on with interest rates. He talks about what's the overall market look like. And he gives a lot of different statistics. One that I found that was very interesting is that there have been 7 million jobs added since pre-COVID.
It's kind of hard to believe.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs in COVID, but we've added 7 million since we've rebounded from that episode, if you will. And however, our housing sales have not fallen in line. So with 7 million jobs added, it's not like we have sold. Let's say 7 million jobs and you cut that in half because those are households. Let's cut it to 3.5 million households. Our housing sales have not come anywhere near that.
Oh, no. No, no.
So we have, you know, we had those boom years, right? Immediately following COVID, and then it's just been stagnant, sort of, really, I think, for the last 12 months. Of course, we had to deal with election, a presidential election. We had to deal with some things that were going on in our own world. And then this year just has not been the rebound that we had expected. And when Dr. Yoon was in our area last fall, He talked about what he thought the Fed would do this year. Mm-hmm. And contrary to what most economists thought, that we would see two or three prime reductions by now, we've seen zero.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to give this caveat because, again, as you said, we're recording this in the last week of July. They are set to meet in 2 days.
Yes. Yeah.
So I really think, and I've had this conversation with several people, we just, for in a lot of different sectors, but in particular the housing sector, we need the Fed to make a move. Mm-hmm. We need them to cut prime. And that has a trickle-down effect to the mortgage market. So
it does. I read this morning that they probably will not.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I hope we
we'll
get to
see.
Report to our listeners yes. that that's not yeah. true because it's really needed.
Yeah. I think the landscape or forecast is it will be later this year.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
And that was just something I read this morning that mm-hmm. the Fed chairman had said rates will not be cut, essentially. So we'll see what happens.
He needs to listen to the pundits.
We'll see. Yeah.
Because every one of them are saying, you know, we need to trigger something. Something needs to trigger. And for our buyers, we know there are a lot of buyers on the market, right? We know there are a lot of buyers out there. The problem is that they think something's going to happen, so they're slow to react. They are slow to make
waiting.
A move right now. Yeah,
they're,
exactly.
They're sitting
they're on
around
the fence.
And waiting.
Yeah.
And I think that pretty much is the market that we've experienced this year. And I've heard this from, well, I heard it on an NAR podcast a couple of weeks ago, that this is the slowest market last quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
second quarter of the year.
Yes. Second quarter. So June would have been included in that, was the slowest year of real estate since 1995.
Wow.
And if you think about that, one of the points they made was that in 1995, think about all the homes that weren't even in existence in 1995.
Exactly.
You know, we had a housing boom in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. many, 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 many houses were built, and then we were left with a ton sitting on the market that either went into foreclosure, you know, when the Great Recession happened in the 07, 08, 09 years, then a lot of those overbuilt areas mm-hmm. just sat there and mm-hmm. had a really hard time selling. So anyway, not to get in the weeds about that, but that statistic alone tells you how sedentary the market has been.
Yes.
And it's not just our area. It has been our area. It's affected us. But that was a national statistic.
Mm-hmm.
So Angie, I'm going to give a few more statistics from that podcast that I listened to. This kind of goes back to what you just said. First-time buyers are a bit reluctant to pull the trigger, thinking the rates might drop soon.
Mm-hmm.
And really, so the rates went up end of 22 into 23, and they went up to a little over 8%.
Mm-hmm.
And although 22 was still a banner year of sales,
absolutely.
Like 20 and 21, 23 slowed way, way down. And the interest rates had a huge effect on that,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's face it.
Yes.
So now, 23, maybe buyers have been waiting for rates to drop. They did drop because now we've been hovering at 6.5 to 6.7, 8.75.
Right.
Might pop up to 7 on a week, end mm-hmm. of week, 1 week. So really 6.5 to 7 is where we've hovered all
right.
year.
Right.
And so they're not even... Not all of those buyers sitting on the fence are first-time buyers. They
could
be, you know, any kind of buyer, but
right.
that was one of the stats they gave.
Yeah.
People are staying put longer than ever before. And again, we've talked about this before. I think a big cause of that is people have really low interest rates. They bought between 2 and 5%
right.
for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And so those people, because they don't have to move necessarily,
right.
they're waiting
to move. It takes a major life occurrence to make them want to really consider buying
right.
because of the interest rate that
yes,
they've got.
Yes, because their payment's low.
Yeah.
A lot of homeowners are sitting on a ton of equity. So that's another example of the 2021-22 market, what happened? Well, prices really inflated.
Mm-hmm.
The demand was insane.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of houses dropped significantly. You couldn't keep houses on the market for any amount of time. Everything sold immediately.
Right.
So those rates, or the amount of equity, rather, that people have gained in their house that are sitting on their house, sometimes it's double what they paid for it.
Right.
You know, yeah. Everybody's different, but.
Right. And since you led into that, I will say, you know, another thing that Dr. Yoon said was about foreclosures. You know, a lot of people think that they're afraid of what happened in the recession of 09 through 11. And, but the thing is, and you're going to give a statistic next that even plays into this more, but, we have record low foreclosure rates right now.
They're
and
really
very low delinquency rates because that equity is so high. We, you know, it would be something catastrophic that would have to happen in order for us to see another recession like that again.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yes, so those delinquencies aren't there, and when they are there, they're either scooped up immediately.
Right.
Because there's so many people sitting out there waiting for them. Mm-hmm. People who flip properties, people who buy auction properties, what have you. I'm going to give an example. I was going to show a house in Rogersville that I looked up this morning because the buyer texted me. She wanted to see it. And it was priced at like $136,000, mm-hmm. which you and I both know. Okay. Red flag. What is it? So I pull it up and it's a foreclosure.
Okay.
19 days later, it's still in the market.
Mm.
So you know it's a big pile of junk.
Yes.
Right? You and I both know that. Otherwise, somebody would have bought it straight out of the gate. Mm-hmm. And so by the time I did call, they had accepted an offer.
Okay.
But that game of, you know, buying flip properties and distressed properties, it's non-existent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we talked about a ton of equity in houses. Here's a baby boomer stat. Half of all baby boomers are buying with cash,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cash buyers are currently a fourth of the market.
Yeah.
And I believe I remember a statistic from last year's sales that half of the buyers mm-hmm. were cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you really think about that,
mm-hmm.
that is a huge amount of people that are paying with cash.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Or currently own their home. 35 million homeowners have no mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge segment of the market.
Yeah.
Again, lending to that point about we're not in a recession, we're not going to see a lot of foreclosures, that kind of thing.
Right.
Because too many people have a ton of equity or they have no mortgage at all.
Right. Exactly.
So you can't foreclose on something if you own it. I mean,
the
bank has no claim to your house.
No recourse. That's right.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's a really good thing to know that you can tell your neighbor that you heard on this podcast is I now know why there aren't any foreclosures in the market because mm-hmm. people own their houses outright.
Yeah.
You know, so that's an interesting statistic and a great conversation with your neighbor. I want to remind everyone that rates are currently sitting, and we just talked about that, mm-hmm. 6.5 to 7. They are at least 1 point lower than the historical average.
Yeah.
So a lot of conversations I have with people when they say, what's the market doing? What's the market like?
Mm-hmm.
And then I start, you know, with whatever currently it is. And they say, oh, interest rates are super high. They're really not.
No.
So you have to correct, you know, that statement. They're higher than 2 to 5% that we got spoiled with having for years and years. But they're not historically high. They're a point lower than the average.
I think spoiled is a really good word to use, Tanya, because I think, you know, we started out this talking about how first-time home buyers were sort of waiting on the fence, waiting for a lower rate, perhaps. If you're waiting for a 3 or a 4,
it's not going to happen.
I mean, if we could get it to 6, I feel that would be so amazing, and I think it would spur our market so much if we could get there consistently.
Yes.
And those days are gone, quit dreaming.
So sorry about you.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's a fact I'm going to give, and then we're going to take our break, and we're going to come back and give our local statistics. 8 out of 10 markets, prices are still going up. So last year, I believe our local appreciation was 4.5. Let's say it was 4% on the average. And you have to bear in mind that is sometimes subdivision specific. It could be city specific if you're in an outlying community.
Mm-hmm.
It's also you know, what does that house have in it look like specific? So a $200,000 house and a $500,000 house are probably going to appreciate differently across the board always, mm-hmm. right? Because it's just a different house.
Yeah.
Different amenities, sitting in a different location.
Yeah.
But to your point just a minute ago about rates not going down significantly, we say date the rate and marry the house, you can always refinance.
Absolutely.
Because the same house that you're dating this year and that you should be marrying, mm-hmm. that price more than likely next year, 1 year from now, is going to be higher.
Yeah.
And maybe by $1,000 and maybe by $10,000, maybe by mm-hmm. 20, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, our average in Springfield for many, many years has been 3-4% appreciation, which is a healthy appreciation.
Yeah.
During those immediate post-COVID years, it was significantly higher. It was almost triple.
Yeah.
And that's what makes us different than the coasts, mm-hmm. because their appreciation at times is that triple, like all the time, you
right.
know, 10
right.
to 12% appreciation, just depending on, you know, how many people want to live on the coast or you know, in Colorado, whatever's going on governmentally within some of those states. That's why people move there. So The 3-4 appreciation is really solid for us. And yes, mm-hmm. your house will be worth more next year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, two things I want to mention here, Tanya, is that for those of you who think also, in addition to interest rate going down, that the pricing is going to go down, this is the facts that substantiate that it's not going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Our values are not going, again, barring anything catastrophic,
mm-hmm.
our values will continue to rise. And hopefully just at that 3-4%, that steady 3-4%.
Mm-hmm.
During this, what I was listening to from NAR, he said that there are some cities across the country where the news media is saying that there is a surplus of housing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, is there a surplus? Is there a deficiency? It really kind of depends on overall the averages. There's still a surplus of houses out there. I mean, mm-hmm. sorry, there's a deficiency mm-hmm. of homes.
Correct.
We still just do not have enough homes to sell across the country. That's
right.
In general. So where they're getting this information, he said it's very spotty where mm-hmm. it's a surplus.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful if you're watching the national news, just again, be cautious of what you're listening to, because as we're going to say after the break, real estate's very local.
Yeah, it is. So let's pause right here to hear a word from our sponsors.
Real Talk, Real Industry Insights. Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Jack Langley at Gershman Mortgage. We've been helping home buyers and real estate professionals for over 70 years, and we know that success just isn't about transactions. It's about knowledge, relationships, and having the right tools to grow. That's why we're proud to host Simply Authentic in our studio, bringing you the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help us all get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
And we're back. And we're talking about the market update today. And mm-hmm. we've just covered, Tanya, everything really from a bird's eye view, right? The
we
National
have.
Association of Realtors and some stats and statistics we had from there. Now we're going to talk more locally because it is hyper local, mm-hmm. your real estate market is. I know I have an office in Springfield and have an office in Hollister. And my Hollister agents are killing it. I mean, they mm-hmm. are busy, busy.
Mm-hmm.
And in Springfield, we're not as busy.
Yeah.
We're kind of stagnant. We still are selling things, but not nearly at the rate that they are.
Yeah.
So even within a 35-mile radius, things are different.
Right.
Yeah. So we do want to encourage you to always talk to a local professional where you are in our listing area. If you're in Southwest Missouri or if you're in a different state, we do have viewers from other states.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to encourage you to really talk to someone who is in your marketplace.
For sure. Yeah, it's different everywhere. And I think that my opinion of the spring-summer market has been that yes, we're still selling houses, but it's at a slow pace. Mm-hmm. And I talked to two different lenders recently with two deals that I had going on. And, you know, that's just another way to find out if other people are busy, if
right,
you're not.
Right.
And both lenders said to me, this is the slowest I have ever seen this market in the, both of them had been in the business for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And so when you hear that from different people in the industry, you know that it's not just you. It's not just your company. It's just not that company. And it's not just that city. Mm-hmm. It really is across the board a little slower than what we expected it to be. I think we were all very hopeful because 23 corrected the market.
Right.
From the 20, 21, 22 years that were insane. 23 started to correct it with higher interest rates. And we were hopeful that 24, and there were a lot of predictions, 24 would be better than 23. It's really about the same.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And yeah, by the end of the year, it'll be interesting. And we'll do another market update mm-hmm. at the end of the year mm-hmm. to see how the year played out and compared to 23 or 24 rather entirely. How will 24 and 25 compare to one another?
Right.
We expected 25 to be better. And exactly. It's been about the same. But again, we needed that market correction.
Yeah,
so,
we did.
So that's probably not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It really isn't.
In the long run.
In the long run, yes.
Yeah.
So let's get to the local stats, Angie.
So there's roughly, so again, we've mentioned this before, but the Greater Springfield Board of Realtors covers three counties. That is Greene, Christian, and Webster. Mm-hmm. So these statistics are for the three counties that we serve. So there are roughly 1,600 residential listings on the market in those three counties. What's kind of interesting, because sometimes even within a marketplace, you will see certain price segments that move faster than others.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was interesting, I pulled up under 250, and there are 420 mm-hmm. of that 1,600. So a quarter of the listings are under 250,000.
Right.
Then from 250 to 349,990. There are 401. So another quarter of the list, a quarter of the listings mm-hmm. are between that 250 and 350 range. Then you go from 350 to 500, and there's 375 in that. So we're you know, sure. Few less.
Yeah.
And then over 5K, 388. So we are heavier in, we've got over half of our current listings are priced under
$350,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. And a stat I heard recently was that we have about 4 months worth of listings on the market right now. 6 months would be a balanced market, and we rarely ever see that. So if we mm-hmm. go through the rest of 25 and we see normal, what's normal right now, conditions continue, I guess I would say, then we probably won't see that go up to 6 months and won't get back in that balanced market. And I know a lot of people have asked me recently, oh, I heard we're in a buyer's market. Is that true? No, that's mm-hmm. not true. And what I would say to that and what my response is usually that we have about 4 months worth of inventory in the market. But buyers are getting choices.
Mm-hmm.
So a listing might be on the market on average, let's just say around 30 to 40 days right now. Well, it didn't sell in the first week, okay? Wasn't a hot potato off the market, mm-hmm. multiple offers.
Mm-hmm.
Then a couple more weeks goes by, and maybe they've done a $5,000 or $10,000 price reduction. The buyer is going to be able to ask for closing costs paid, mm-hmm. maybe get a home warranty paid for mm-hmm. them. Maybe they see some fog windows and they're going to go ahead and write that in versus waiting to ask that on an inspection. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then they're going to do full inspections and they're going to do an appraisal if they're getting a loan. So a lot of those terms that in a crazy hot market, you have to be more strategic about.
Right.
We're seeing buyers be able to ask for more things and the seller negotiate them.
Yeah.
You know, and every offer is different. Every house is different. So that doesn't just go blanket statement over everything. But mm-hmm. that's more of my response to, are we in a buyer's market?
Right.
No, we're not. But buyers are getting more choices.
Agree.
Yeah. All right. So if we go to, these are really good, interesting stats that I pulled from GSBOR. And I'm going to tell Greene County, Christian County, Webster County. Okay. So we're going to break it down into sales. And this is comparing year 24 and 25. And it's a June comparison. So in Greene County, the average sales price in June of 25 was reported to be $315,000. In June of 24, it was reported to be $289,000. So that's quite a jump. That's $25,000 difference. So to me, that sounds big in a year's time.
It is,
right?
Certainly. Yeah. And that's the highest it's ever been. I mean, you and I watch these statistics all the time.
Yes.
And when I'm asked, usually my answer is it's been hovering around 280, 285 for Greene County. Yep. And now, we're up to 315, as you said.
Yep. And average days on market in June of 25 was 36 days. Average days on market in June of 24 was 21 days. So again, those days on market, this market has proven the days on market is higher.
Yeah.
Okay, we go to Christian County, and the average sales price in Christian in June of 25 is $365. The average...
I just want to point out, If you're listening, I'm seeing the math right in front of me. So there is a $50,000 difference between the average home price in Christian and Greene
County.
Christian is $50,000 higher. So in June, just again, another point that how local real estate truly is.
Exactly. Good point. So the June 25 Christian County statistic, average sales price is $365. The average sales price in June of 24 in Christian County was $380. So it was higher in June of 24, which again might support that 25 has been a little slower than what we thought it would be, right? And it's, you know, in that month, it was $15,000 higher in 24. So average days on market in Christian County in June was 34 in 25. And in 2024 in June, it was 25 days. So there's 9-day difference there. Mm-hmm. Again, average days on market has went up by 9 days in this June. And then we'll report Webster County. The average sales price in Webster County for June of 25 was $316,000. And in June of 24, it was $270,000. So Webster County might have had some good appreciation, and or there are different prices of homes that are selling there to drive that up from 270 to 316.
Right.
Days on market, this is interesting. Yeah. In June of 24 was 31 days. June of 25 in Webster County is 65 days. So you've got a full 2 months on the market on average before you're going to sell your house in Webster County.
Right. And that's where when we get the average, so the average is right around 40 days now overall for our board.
Yeah.
And Webster County right now is skewing that quite a bit because the other two counties are in the 30s somewhere and Webster 65.
Right.
So, you know, it's pretty close to 40. So, Tanya, let's talk just a little bit about if your house is, you know, really we want to make this conversation something that the sellers can have some takeaways about buyers and realtors. So if you've got a listing that's been sitting on the market for at least the average 40 days, and let's say you're getting over that, what are some things that we can do that realtors really need to do and what sellers need to be aware of after that, you know, average time on market?
So that's a great question, Angie.
Yeah.
I'd like to give you some answers.
Okay, please do.
So first of all, I think they need to inquire with their agent to redo the comps, right?
Yeah.
Because what happened when you listed 45 days ago, you were looking at the previous 6 months really to be applicable of sales. Well, what happened? What's happened? What's went under contract? What kind of price drops have happened in the last 45 days that you've been on the market?
Right.
And have you had an influx of houses come on the market in your price point? Are you maybe now competing against 15 houses, whereas when you listed, you were competing against five?
Right.
That makes a big difference. And folks, sometimes that drives prices down because there's more to choose from. Mm-hmm. You've got to become more competitive. So you need to be looking at your listing and looking at your home and saying, what can I improve or what can I do to get more looks? So that's the first thing. I think contact your realtor and ask, let's redo comps.
Yeah, you got to have an updated look at what the market is doing because, again, you know, the market changes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure. So if you listed at the beginning of or mid-June, you're looking at comps from January, mm-hmm. you know, 6 months worth. So January to June is what you're looking at. And now just 45 days later, I think you'd see a different turn in terms of what is selling, what has sold. Mm-hmm. And let's keep in mind that most realtors will pull not just what's sold, but what is pending. Mm-hmm. So as you sort of alluded to, what has happened with those ones that are pending?
Right.
Did they have to sell for less? Did they get close to full price? Mm-hmm. That is something that really you need to go back and look at what was pending at the time that you listed to mm-hmm. see if those homes have sold. And then, yeah, just go back and do, you know, pour your solds to see if there's anything that's changed.
Right. And here's another something to add to that. So why can you find a commonality of why those houses have sold and yours haven't? Mm-hmm. What I have found with a listing that I am currently having a challenge with of getting showings is people are choosing newer homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what has sold is really mostly less than 10-year-old homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a, you know, 25 to 30-year-old home.
Yeah.
And so if that's what you're competing with, and you're priced the same as those, you know, those younger homes, those newer homes, then it may be price that you have to drop to get looks because they're wanting something newer. You can't make your house a newer house,
no.
But you could make it more attractive with price and mm-hmm. or updates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, newer roofs and newer HVACs, let's be honest, those help sell houses. They just do. And in a newer home, you're not having to really consider that.
True, true.
So
I will take us back to Stephanie Elbin's podcast where I specifically said, do new roofs and new HVAC add value? The answer was no, because it is something that
it's a
maintenance item. However, it will help your house sell faster over others that maybe haven't had those replacements.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, because we've got one right now that is kind of a stumper for us, but there's a price for every house, right? And when you have a house that has what we call functional obsolescence, so there's something about the function or the flow of the mm-hmm. house mm-hmm. that is obsolete. So we've got this house that is listed, beautiful home, but it's got a split entry mm-hmm. foyer. And so you have to do stairs mm-hmm. up or down when you come in.
Correct.
And the comps, when they listed this house has been on the market about 90 days. So mm-hmm. when they listed the house, they were pulling comps from the end of 24, obviously, because they went back 6 months. And the value was over 5, 5.10, something like that is what mm-hmm. they were coming up with. They ended up listing at 5. We just did a price reduction to 450 mm-hmm. because it's just not getting shown.
Yeah.
And I have to believe that it has something to do with that functionality. So you have to be honest with yourself about your home. We all think mm-hmm. that the things that we own are worth a lot of money, and they are to us. They, you know, they're what gives us the ability to go down the road and buy another home and, mm-hmm. and so forth. But you must approach this with open eyes and understand mm-hmm. that just because it didn't bother you that you had a split foyer,
right?
It really could bother someone else. And that was a design that mm-hmm. was popular when this house was built. And it's not super old, but it's, you know, 20 years old. And,
right.
and that was popular during that time.
Right.
It was a way to get a basement as yep. well as, you know, main level living space. So mm-hmm. you just have to be honest with yourself and yep. ask yourself, at what price will somebody pay, even though it's got some functional obsolescence?
Yeah. And I really like that tip because there are certain objections that a house cannot get past.
Right.
And floor plan is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Location is another of
right.
those, right?
Can't pick them up and move them.
You can't.
I mean, most of them you
can't. Well, right. I mean, yeah. I guess you can, but.
Yeah. I guess. People do.
We digress.
We digress.
But you do have to take those things into into consideration when you are thinking about, am I going to get the same price as the typical ranch if my floor plan is a split floor plan and you got to pick a way to go the moment you walk in?
Right.
And there's a lot of people that cannot do steps. Right?
Yes. It automatically out of the gate cuts your buyers.
It does.
Because, they don't want to deal with the stairs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'll mention a pool, a house with a pool would be another objection.
Right.
That you're either going to get people that love a pool to see your house, and the people that do not want to take care of a pool, they are never, ever, ever going to walk inside your door.
Right.
So you really cut your potential buyers down, I usually say by half, by having a pool, because you just are not going to win over every buyer that might love your house, but they don't want a pool. There's no need to come and look at it unless they plan on filling it in.
Yeah.
And that's a huge expense as well. So, you know, so.
Right.
Anyway, us giving just a few more things with tired listings.
Yes.
Before we wrap this up, Angie.
Yeah.
You could refresh pictures. So I saw a listing last week when I was doing some comps for somebody, and it was a house that had been on the market, I want to say, for like 170 days.
Mm-hmm.
Winter time pictures. Come on, agents.
Come on. Be
and
better
sellers,
than that.
Are you looking at your own listing on Zillow? I always send the listing to my sellers and say, make sure that I got this in correctly.
Right.
And I'm sending them our link from the MLS, of course.
Sure.
But they have access to Zillow and Realtor.com at any moment. They can type their address in and see their listing.
Yes.
Well, you've got to update those pictures. So spring pictures, I have a listing that I've had to take three rounds of pictures because we listed right at the beginning of spring where things were not quite green yet.
Yes.
And then they got green, and then I wasn't happy with those, so we took some more green pictures. You know, it just, you've got to update and refresh your pictures. And even changing them around can sometimes give you different looks.
All the time. If you're going to, you know, you get, let's say you get 50 photos. I don't advise putting 50 photos on the MLS. Keep some of those back and then switch it out so it looks different.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
One last thing I will say, Angie, and then you can add your 2 cents to it, is what has your feedback been? If you've been on the market for 40 some days, have you listened to your feedback? And hopefully your agent is giving you feedback. But that is one of our jobs as a listing agent, is to give you some of your constructive criticism on your home so that then you can use that and apply it to whatever needs to be done. So if it's not showing well and people are saying, well, it just kind of feels dirty in there, get that place clean from top to bottom. That should have been done out of the gate, but that could be some common feedback. Other feedback could be, it's too cluttered. You've got way too much furniture in there. I'm too distracted. I can't even see the rooms. The rooms seem small. Move half of that furniture out. There's never a point that you can't do those things to maybe correct some of those flaws that can be corrected, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And for you realtors out there, give feedback.
Yes,
I mean,
please.
You expect it when you have a listing. Give it whenever it's asked for.
Yeah.
It takes 2 seconds. Just give them a couple of lines, anything that's honest. If your clients aren't interested, then give them as much feedback as you can possibly give them. Because again, do unto others.
Yes.
You're going to want that whenever you have a listing that's been on the market for a while. So, and if you don't do it for them, they may not do it for you.
Right. Exactly. And be honest with that. You mentioned that, but give something helpful. Like, I got a feedback recently what a great home. It just didn't fit my clients. I was like, oh,
thanks.
That's fabulous.
Thanks a lot.
So then I look stupid because another agent has given absolutely nothing to work with. Like, tell me something terrible about it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you say the floor plan sucked, okay, well, we know we can't change that.
Yeah.
That floor plan did not fit your buyer. awesome. We can move on and know that maybe the next buyer, the floor plan will fit.
Right.
But give something constructive. And sometimes there's constructive criticism that needs to be given, like, let's say, smells.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know, if there's a terrible pet odor, let's say there's been cats that have peed on the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that out, folks.
No.
I've tried. I've had cats that have peed on carpet, and you cannot get it out. Most of the time you have to kill the floor to even remedy the situation and get new padding and carpet. So if there's something constructive that you could really provide that realtor with to maybe help them with the next buyers that come in, give it. It doesn't have to be hateful. It doesn't have to be terribly derogatory. It could just be fact. It stinks.
It's just fact. And you're talking to the realtor. You're not talking to the homeowner.
Exactly.
So let their realtor, let the listing agent figure out how they're going to break that news to their seller. It's not your job to sugarcoat something or softball it. So true. Let's wrap this up. What do you say?
Well,
it's been a good market update.
It has been a great market update. Stay tuned for others. We will give them throughout the year, but definitely by year's end. Mm-hmm. And as always, we want you to reach out to a realtor to buy or sell a home. We are the best at our jobs, and we promise that you will be happy that you hired a realtor. We want to thank Gershman Mortgage for recording with us today and our premier sponsor, Great American Title.
And please share this with anyone you think might have need for the information that we shared. Everybody's asking. It doesn't matter whether you're ready to sell your house or buy a house right now. Everybody wants to know how the market's going. So share this with a friend.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time. Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.